Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We know that the United States has stood for decades against all these anti-Israel resolutions at the United Nations, and we hope that policy continues.
And do you believe an imposed framework of a two-state solution is an anti-Israel resolution?
Well, obviously it depends what the resolution is, but we're against imposing any resolution through the United Nations because the policy of the United States has been for a very long time that you need a negotiated settlement to this conflict. The only way we're going to reach peace, Chuck, is if we have the parties at the negotiating table. A United Nations resolutions will do the exact opposite. It will harden Palestinian positions, and it will prevent us not only from having peace today, it could prevent peace for decades to come. Because no Palestinian leader will move from those positions that are going to be put forward at the United Nations.
All right, the Israeli ambassador to the UN talking about the two-state solution, and you heard him there saying that this is no way is this going to happen if you look at where this would be tossed back to the UN. And that's where we start here on this version of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So there's still fallout from Benjamin Netanyahu's election 4 times as the Prime Minister of Israel, and the reaction is because a lot of that reaction goes deep. It's about the White House not wanting Netanyahu to jump back in, not picking Netanyahu, I'll say, as their guy. And you know that starting with Netanyahu comes to town, and you can sort of buy, okay, look, so the president says, I don't want to seem like I'm endorsing you because you're in the middle of an election. Okay, we'll buy that phony excuse. But then that deep freeze continues as Netanyahu picks up the reins and continues along the path. And there is no way that we want to break off relations with Israel, especially given the relationship that we've enjoyed with Israel, and especially when you look at what's surrounding all of those pockets in the Middle East. And part of this is the fallout from Netanyahu in what he had to say heading into Election Day and the White House saying that then the fact that he flips it around after being elected, they're not buying that. And it's not that I don't think it's so much about buying it, but I think it's accepting that, guess what? People say things in campaigns that, hey, there is no two-state solution. Then I hope we work on something because that's what you do, right? That's what you do when you run. And I think that there was a big push at the end to get Netanyahu in. And if he hadn't stepped up in a very big way and gotten more interest and got more people to the polls, he might not have gotten that fourth term. It certainly looked that way when you look at the numbers that came out of Israel. All right, speaking of the Middle East, this one's creepy. So a splinter group related to ISIS put out a hack, I'll call it kind of a hack attack, in threatening American soldiers, releasing 100 names of troops and saying, hey, have at it. Boys, meaning anybody supporting our group in America, here are 100 targets for you. And then suddenly it was taken down, but it was there for a while. And that's frightening because this is one of the things that at the Pentagon they talk about this. This is one of the things the CIA talks about. Anybody in the intelligence business will say the biggest concern in the United States is people who are friendly to the cause of ISIS. For some reason, for whatever reason, they want to be soldiers in this group. And if they're not getting on a plane to go to Yemen or some other place and then to try to come back in around, they're sitting there lying in wait to just get the right message where they could spring into action on their own. And that was the idea by planting that and putting names out there. So that means that they also got those names somewhere and obviously broke through and were able to come up with specifics on soldiers and addresses and all that kind of stuff. And how frightening is that? And even think of their families, too, as well. So coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag and, of course, throw in We Can Count, too, as well. And also, speaking of counting, the race is officially on because Ted Cruz announced his 2016 presidential bid through the 140-character world. That would be Twitter. So the first-term senator from Texas saying his candidacy for the Republican side for the presidential nomination, he pumped it out. He's going to officially declare it in a speech at Liberty University. He's going to do that on Monday. Cruz certainly has a lot of Tea Party people interested in him and a lot of conservatives, but the GOP base is broad in a lot of other, I'll call them, ideologies and demographic splinter groups is the best way. So to ultimately win over all those people, what is it that Ted Cruz has to do? What is it that he has to do to knock off Scott Walker, who has a lot of wind behind the idea that he's going to run for president? Also, Jeb Bush, even though many of you will call this show and have emailed the show and you say, great, Jeb, you know, speaks Spanish, was the former governor of Florida, has the political legacy because of his family, but you think that's what also is his Achilles heel and why so many of you aren't interested in seeing Jeb Bush being president. So now here's another alternative in Cruz, not a surprise, but now that he steps into it and makes that announcement at really what many would say is a bastion of conservatism, of course, Liberty University. Remember, this was the institution that was founded by Jerry Falwell. So he's certainly going to run from the right, and he spent most of his time in Washington blasting anybody in the middle. Just completely saying, yeah, no. You can't be in the middle. You can't be on the fence. And, I mean, for that, listen, you got to give Cruz credit, because whether you think he's ridiculously off the charts or you think, man, this guy is right on, I think what you see is what you get. I mean, I think this is the guy. This is who he is. He went to Princeton. He went to Harvard Law School. He had a Canadian dual citizenship. He renounced that in 2014 when that became big news, knowing that he was going to ultimately try to run for president. But he's way behind in the polls. Will he get any kind of a bump when he officially makes the announcement before the mics, even though he's actually done that? And you know, what's interesting, he's certainly visited New Hampshire. He's talked about eliminating the Department of Education. He's talked about eliminating the IRS. He's talked about guns and that gun control is ridiculous. So he doesn't shy away from the third rails, things that would be controversial. He's definitely not in what he calls the mushy middle. There's no question about that. The question is, can he win? Right now, his chances aren't that good. They're not that good because in all the polls, he's so far behind. He'd have to have some help to get enough primary votes away from Jeb Bush in red states. Interesting stuff, I have to say. More odds and ends on the flip side.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Here on America Tonight, talking about a couple of different things. The fallout from Netanyahu, the chilly relationship that at this point I think, you know, almost who cares? It's ridiculous between Israel and the United States, specifically the White House, not what's happening on the Hill. And then Ted Cruz throwing in, hey, I want this gig, and he's going to announce at Liberty. He already did it over Twitter. And I think that means that the floodgates open up even wider because it's a fact of politics. You have to be able to raise the money to win. And certainly Ted Cruz is capable of that. He's trailing in the polls. You still have Rand Paul that will make it official, and Scott Walker, I'm sure he'll make it official. I know somebody close to the Walker campaign, and they say he is just loving life. He is really energized and excited that so many people are interested in him. There are other people that I thought would be good candidates that I think get pushed into the background because of all the noise up front. And, of course, Jeb Bush, you know, like it or not, and it seems as though most people who call say, no offense to Jeb, but they just don't think that they want another Bush in the White House, and they won't vote for Jeb, and they don't think that that's the right move. But there is absolutely, I mean, there's absolutely a movement to get him, you know, to get him elected, and part of that is because of that fundraising thing and being able to raise the PAC money. All right, so 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your two cents. I think we have Izzy with us. We lost Izzy. If Izzy comes back, you get a free pass, Iz. We'll let you back on. I've mentioned coming up, though, we're going to definitely hit the mailbag. The mailbag was kind of a mixed deal. Mostly, we're talking about frustrations of things that we're seeing happen and what's going to happen in 2016. But also, there was some lighter fare, some of your funny stories about March Madness and how your brackets just didn't turn out the way you wanted them, and it became kind of a family affair where people were arguing about basketball, and you weren't even basketball fans. You just filled out the pools, which is probably that way for a lot of people that do it. They're not diehards. You know, they're not diehards when it comes to college hoop. All right, and I said this thing, the group threatening the U.S. troops, to me, of all the odds and ends and what we could possibly talk about here in America tonight, to me, this is the most tragic. The people who sacrifice, who are there on the front lines, who are crawling on their bellies in the worst places you can imagine, who have sand in their eyeballs and between their toes and everywhere you don't even want to know about because of some of the harsh, ridiculous conditions that they've been in, whether it was Iraq or is Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, really. And the sacrifices their families have had to make. Now you have the Islamic State hacking organization posting the names and photos, by the way, and addresses of 100 troops online and saying this specific thing. We're doing this so our brothers residing in America can deal with you. Really? I want to see what brother does that, and I want to see what happens to them. Oh, please. All right, we got our pal Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. This is for Jack Down Under. Title 8 of the U.S. Code clearly cites that that Ted Cruz is eligible, and his qualifying requirement is anyone born outside of the United States where one parent is a citizen of the United States is a natural citizen. That is in Title 8 U.S. Code.
Yeah.
I did a synopsis, but also, if you go to a U.S. consulate and register that birth for your home state, anywhere in the world, if, say, the mother is an American citizen and she's on a temporary visa, which she was, you register your child and your home state, your hometown.
There you go.
That's the law. And I will also add this, Neil Katyal, who is now the Solicitor General under Obama, along with Neil Clemente, who was Solicitor General under Bush, have both written that he is clearly eligible. I didn't get into all the rhetoric, but yes, that was determination, that Cruz is in fact eligible on several fronts. And the reason this Obama controversy is because everybody knows that was a fake birth certificate, but one glaring thing in his birth certificate, the one they now say is factual, back in 1961, African-American was not a term being used. That didn't come into being until the 1980s, 87, I think, when Jesse Jackson started that stuff. Not even black was being used as race. That didn't start until Stokely Carmichael in 72. So when they put down African-American on a 1961 birth certificate, hello, you want us to believe that? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I mean, Izzy, you know, what is the deal with all this? Well, I mean, well, how are we in this position where some of these arguments are so insane over what's going on with race?
do you really want me to start?
No, I probably don't want you to go there. You're somebody who's lived, I say you've lived 9 exciting lives. You've told us this before about being a cop, about different things that you've done in your life. You've dealt with all kinds of people, and you have all kinds of friends, by the way, from all kinds of walks of life. You know, people might listen to you and think, ah, hardcore is he, but she backs up what she's saying. But you, in some ways, you are very embracing. So explain that to me. Explain what's happening.
Well, a lot of it, I honest to God believe, is nothing more than brainwashing, or if you want to call it subliminal conditioning. And Democrats, and I'm going to use the actual terminology, so I hope the FCC folks don't get their knickers in a twist, but LBJ said, and I'll paraphrase it, we'll have those niggers voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Quote, unquote. That was after he was literally forced to sign the Civil Rights Act, which was a good thing. But when, as time goes by, we have seen an anything goes attitude. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts, because I didn't grow up around this crap. And I grew up with blacks, and honest to God, we didn't have racial problems.
Yeah.
And that was back in the 50s.
Right.
But what I see today is any excuse. And I think they need to get rid of Sharpton as one of their heroes. They need to get rid of Jackson as one of their heroes. And good blacks need to start standing up and say, hey, back the hell off. You don't talk for us. That Ferguson crap is just that. Source paid people to go in there and create havoc.
And you're right. He did admit that. So there was a link to that. Absolutely. There's no question about it. Absolutely. Izzy, we're up against it. And I grew up like you, by the way. So I didn't grow up that way. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and it was right next to Lawnside, and we never had that. There wasn't that issue. I went to school with all kinds of people, and there wasn't these discussions, and I didn't feel as though that black friends or black schoolmates or any of that, to my knowledge and how all of us grew up, I don't think that that was at all any of the conversation. So for me, in moving in different parts of the country and living in different parts of the country, it's interesting to watch the dynamics and what's happened. And I'll tell you something. Izzy said, well, what about the other voices in the black community? She didn't quite phrase it that way, but I'll pick it up that way. We've had on this show many members of Project 21. I mean, how many times have we had people on the show that are just tremendous? And that's exactly what they're saying, like Horace Cooper, who is a constitutional expert, who is a lawyer, who knows what's happening, and he'll be the first person to tell you. You know, there's another point of view, and we try to get that word out. And yes, I mean, he's saying there's not that there's no racism, but are we, every place in the United States, are we feeling that? And why are we not having these conversations in some of these other areas and on these important issues? All right, hang with us.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Again, we're joining Steve Kelly, Free Money Guy. He comes on each and every week. He gives you really invaluable information. And we're continuing down the road of what we started to talk about last week, traps people fall into, you know, planning before the event. How about that? Stephen, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Awesome. So, you know, picking up on where we left off, you were talking about crazy things that happen, pension decisions, you know, those pension electives, the mistakes that can be made there. And, you know, you have a book called Safe Harbors. It's about getting in those safe harbors, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's about, you know, I wrote that book when I was sort of getting into this business because I'm 61 now, and I came to this business about 12 years ago. So I was, you know, well into my life and well into my investing life and retirement planning process and things like that. And over the years had followed the advice of a number of different people. And as I was learning the business from the perspective that I am currently learning it, it's important to understand that the people I'm involved with are people, and myself, we are people who specialize in the retirement planning, the retirement income planning, which is much different process than the accumulation phase. The decumulation phase is filled with traps, and the prep for it is filled with decisions people have to make, and they get one shot at it, and if they get it wrong, they can be living with their mistake for the rest of their lives. So as I was kind of getting to know all of this, I was having these epiphanies all the time, you know, these V8 moments of, really, you can do that? Or, wow, I didn't know that. So I thought, well, I'll just write some of this stuff down as I'm learning it. And as I did that, the book kind of took shape. So it sort of takes the approach of someone who's figuring things out as I go, and sort of discovering new things and trying to share them with people around me. And my practice is structured that way because most people come in without really realizing all the stuff that they have to think about because we're not trained to do it. Tell me about the finance classes you have, you know, the personal finance classes you had in high school.
Right. None.
You know? None?
None for me, no.
I mean, and now I think they're doing a better job these days. My son was talking about a personal finance class he had, but it was mainly about market investing. And, yeah, okay, market investing's important, but I'll tell you that the thing that you really want to do about the market when you're actually in retirement is avoid it at all costs. So how's that going to help you? And, you know, that brings up, we were talking about that South Park episode. Mm. And, you know, the kid drops $100 on the banker's desk, and the banker tells him about what a wise decision it is, and now we're going to put this into different accounts, and it's going to be there for you when you retire, and it's gone. And, you know, it's, and that is so... emblematic of things that can happen when you're making these choices that we try and guide people through. So the things I would say to people when they're here's an example, something that and it came up in a meeting that I was having with a gal, an older gal, earlier this week, and she was concerned because her husband has early stage dementia, and we were trying to set some things up so that as this progressed, things were set up so that they wouldn't have any crises added to the process. And one of the things that we were doing was reviewing her powers of attorney, her health care and financial powers of attorney for her husband. And one of the things that I noticed as we were going through this is that when you execute a power of attorney, the grantor of the power of attorney appoints a person who receives, they become the attorney. In fact, that has to be received. You know, it's a two piece thing. The grantor grants, and then the receiver receives by signing the document. Well, all too often, in this case she had done this, this is done at the time that the power of attorney is drawn up. Now, the problem with that is, what if she's dead? You know, they drew up this power of attorney three years ago, and she signed it in the receiving piece to execute it, and now she goes and she dies. Well, now they have an executed power of attorney in place where the representative's dead. It does him no good at all. And now he's further into his dementia, and they have a huge problem. So one of the things we often suggest for people is don't sign it. Have him sign it. Put it in the box, wait for it. Maybe you have two or three successor attorneys appointed, and then you wait until you need it, and then you sign it. And if she's gone at that point, then perhaps her daughter steps in and she becomes the attorney in fact. So those are some of the things that people just don't think about. But imagine the issues that that couple could have had. If he was deep in his dementia, they needed to make some changes really fast, and there was no power of attorney in place. Now you're talking about getting into in front of a probate judge to do this stuff, because you haven't approached it the correct way. So these are some of the traps that we try, and there's so many others, Kate. We just run into them all the time. And there was no bad advice given there. I mean, that's a common thing to do. Oftentimes lawyers just do it all at once, but without really thinking about the long-term implications or the things that could result from maybe not doing something in the best way.
Yeah. We have a couple of minutes left. So what are some good things that people can think about before they come to somebody like you? Like, give us your top three things that, okay, let's just not go into an office and feel shaky and then, you know, not think about, okay, I've got to tell them this, I should do this. What are some good things that they can do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is come in prepared to discuss really everything. If the more I know about someone, both financially and not financially, mm-hmm. the better job I can help them do. Now, one of the things we do in our office is we don't like to have that conversation at the first meeting. The first meeting is designed to be one where we get to know each other a little bit, figure out if we're comfortable with each other, figure out if I can help you, and B, if you feel like you can trust me. It's really important to have that kind of rapport with your financial planner. So if somebody wants to talk to you about all your assets and money and moving it around and so forth during the first meeting, I would say maybe that's not somebody you want to spend a lot of time with. On the other hand, be prepared to have a wide-ranging discussion about all of your different financial issues, all of your personal issues. If there's dementia or something like that in the family, you need to discuss those things and just understand that the person that you're talking to, if they're doing their job properly, first of all, there'll be a fiduciary. Secondly, there'll be confidentiality procedures put into place. And, you know, that person is just trying to learn about you so that they can help you protect yourself going forward.
Right.
And so I think that's the main thing I would do. Just don't be thinking about your stuff like, you know, you have the pension over here and you have the 401k over here and the Roth IRA over there and so forth. All that stuff works together, and you really need to be prepared to, you know, sort of talk about it within a broader-based context.
Yeah, that's great advice. So really make sure you're ready. Make sure, okay, I'm going to have an honest conversation because this is how I can dig out of this. This is how I can, and maybe you're not digging out of it, but how I can move into the future and feel much more confident, because who really wants to springboard into their retirement and be a wreck about how are they going to get from A to B to Z? I mean, that's just the peace of mind. You can't put a price on that, I think.
That's true. And, you know, you said just something that made something else occur to me, and that is do it earlier as opposed to later.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait till the day the year you're going to retire. Why not come in and start doing this planning at age 50?
Right.
And give yourself some time to do the job properly so that when you turn 65 or 66 or whatever it is, you're not just scrambling to make up for things that you should have done.
Yeah, it makes complete sense to me. All right, Stephen, you know I always tell you to point us in the direction of where people can find you and tell us about your book, and, of course, that's on Amazon, et cetera.
Yeah, it's Safe Harbors that can reduce taxes, remove risk, and protect your retirement. By me, Stephen Kelly, and again on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Or you can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO. If you call us, we'll be happy to send you a copy of the book gratis. Or you can get online to our website at freemoneyguys.com. And I really appreciate talking to you again.
All right, terrific stuff. Thank you so much, Stephen, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kate.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet pride, her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you.
Alright, it's time to head to the mailbag. Remember, if you have thoughts that you frantically run to the phone and it's too late and you realize, oh, I should have called earlier. 24/7, baby, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you are in. On that note, tons of emails. Let's get to them. This one from, I think we gave our boy the night off, and he said, my throat is killing me. I think he got my strep. So anyway, this is the mailbag, and this one from Theodore, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but rest assured, I do listen to the show. I truly enjoy your offerings, as I heard somebody say one night, and I thought that was a great way to present it. So here's the deal. Normally, I would just pounce all over politics and Ted Cruz, who I think would make a lousy president. I don't particularly dislike the man, but I don't think he has the right stuff to be the prez. But having said that, there are very few people that I would put on my list as somebody that I truly would like to see as the leader of the free world. So it's all frustration. You could say madness. And speaking of madness, my brackets, my dear, I have no idea. I picked Villanova. Oh, yes, I picked Villanova. I looked at Ohio State. I made some really pathetic moves I don't know. I'm going to blame it on the margaritas I had at lunch when I was filling out my office pool right before the deadline. Shame on me. So you were just, yeah, you had a little bit of tequila in you, and you were just circling whoever. Sometimes the madness of that wins, but if you look at the top four seeds, I mean, usually it's like 25 of the last 26 have been won by at least a four seed or better, the championship anyway. I mean, that's the idea. You know, you just fill it out, whatever. No big deal. Got this one from Al. We'll stick on this. And Al says, Kate, my Sweet 16 is, well, kind of más o menos for our friends out there that speak Spanish. I have some amazing picks that really proved to be winners. And then I had some pretty damaged picks. Villanova was a killer for me. Iowa State, also a killer for me. Maryland, a killer for me. However, on the bright side, I had many of the others who are still breathing, including Kentucky, to take the whole thing. We'll see if they do that, but I'm not so sure I'll be in the money in the end anyway. All right, so there were many more people that had things to say about brackets and that they had never filled them out, and they just decided it would be fun, and yeah, office camaraderie if you work in an office. But let's move on to this. This one from Lisa, who says, Kate, Ted Cruz to me represents, even though I don't agree with everything he says, and sometimes I think there's a little bit of grandstanding in Ted Cruz, I honestly believe you're getting an authentic person. For me, yes, there are tools that perhaps would be the best that you could possibly want or hope for a president. I don't know that we really ever get those, but the one thing that I think sometimes we're lacking is authenticity. There are so many handlers. You've talked about it before in the show. And I think Ted Cruz is really not a guy you can handle. And perhaps that would be incredibly frustrating to anybody who had to deal with him if he, in fact, won the White House. But I truly believe that you would get exactly what you see and whom you are electing. And that would be the good part of Ted Cruz, although I don't think he has a chance to win this. It's Jeb Bush all the way, and there's no way the Bushes aren't going to push him past the finish line. And then how electable is Jeb Bush? Yeah, we're going to be talking about the same storyline for a very long time because, you know, we're still in the first couple of months of, you know, heading out of our third month of 2015. 2016 is going to be absolutely crazy. How about this one from Jake, who says, Kate, you know how it is in Texas, and I think Texans are actually pretty on board with the whole Ted Cruz thing. I mean, not everybody, of course, but I think he's won over a lot of people, and good for him for announcing a run for president. If you're going to go big or stay home, as I am fond of saying. So he decides he's going to run for Senate, jumps in, gets the Senate seat, and now he's taking the next leap forward. Yeah, I mean, it's a big leap, isn't it? It's a huge leap. Who's to say? A lot can change. And I mean, here's the thing. That does give you time for more people to get to know you. That does give you time to make more stops across America, I suppose, once you announce. Or is it better to wait because people get weary of that? And a lot of times the person who declares later is the person who wins, and it's not who we're talking about. I mean, look at George Bush, too. People weren't talking about Bush at all when we were talking about the election, the very first one. And then he won back-to-back. But his name, I guess, would kind of make the back of the list, but it wasn't even a consideration. There were so many others. And then out of nowhere, seemingly, although it wasn't nowhere, He's out there, and he's beating McCain, and he's beating Huckabee, and he's beating Giuliani, and he's beating a lot of people who thought that they you know, I thought they had a crack at this, or, you know, at least in the conversation before they were even running, some of them. And lo and behold, they didn't have a crack at it, didn't have a crack at it. All right, this one from Marvin, who says, "Hi, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time, but I used to call the show all the time. I've just had a kind of a wild schedule. Sometimes I'm working in the morning, sometimes I'm working late at night. It seems as though a lot of times I fall in the tweener category. Did you see what happened in Arizona to that officer in the Walmart parking lot? I think it's just absolutely disgraceful, and I'm wondering, was this a targeted thing? Was this somebody just trying to steal? What happened?" You know what? I guess there were nine suspects. One of the nine suspects was killed. One was shot in the stomach. Eight officers, all eight officers that responded to the Walmart call in Cottonwood, Arizona. It's a town of about like 11,000 people. If you've been through Flagstaff, it's about an hour's drive south of Flagstaff. So you had eight police officers who were injured, including one who's been on the job 10 years. He had to have surgery. And there's crazy details emerging about that, like what happened. The thing that the information that's been released is that someone at the store called the police department a few minutes before midnight on Saturday to say that a woman who worked at Walmart had been assaulted in the store by a bunch of different suspects. So the suspects were in the parking lot when the police responded, and they immediately attacked the officers. Two of the suspects were shot, one in the abdomen, one fatally. While one of the suspects shot at one of the officers and got him in the leg, and it was like a shooting gallery. Just the witnesses say there was just a lot of noise. It looked like a riot in the middle of a parking lot, that it was just, you know, completely unbelievable. And investigators think all nine suspects were actually from the same family. I know I'm going deep on this, but the story was crazy. And they think that they were from Idaho because of the license plates, I guess. And they decided that they were going to go into Walmart. And so they got seven of the suspects in custody, but eight officers. Another Walmart employee assaulted in the parking lot during the fight. Wow. And the one officer who had the gunshot wound, they had to fly him in for surgery, but they think he's going to make a full recovery. So they're still trying to pull this all apart and talking to witnesses and trying to sort it out. And they say even on Sunday going into Monday, they're still at the stage where they're doing all those criminal investigations. All right, remember, you can always get a hold of us, like I said before, 24/7. Simply go to americatonight.net. Rock on, people.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.